Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. You're going to be glad you showed up because Nell Merlino is here, ladies and gentlemen. Nell Merlino is not only a lot of fun and a very smart lady, she's a very important person, especially in the lives of women business owners. She's a leader in that part of the marketplace, that sector of the marketplace. She helps women on many levels to have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including an organization that she co-founded, which you've heard me talk about many times before, even when she isn't here, and that's called Count Me In for Women Economic Independence. She's our good friend, Nell Merlino. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Congratulations. You know, do you remember the first time you were on my show?
I sure do. It was back.
Make Mine a Million was a twinkle in your eye.
That's right.
It was a dream that you had. And I was so excited about what you were working on. I knew it was going to be a hill to climb. I knew, you know, even today, even the 21st century, $1 million is still a lot of money.
It sure is.
But
it's obviously, it's not so easy to get to because on the female side of the aisle, only 3% of all women business owners are at $1 million or more in revenue, and on the male side of the aisle, only about 6 to 7% are. So it's not a lot of business owners that get to this number, and we are working at Make Mine a Million on getting as many women as men to $1 million in revenue by the year 2010.
Well, and of course, my goal is to help all those people get to a million, as many as we can get to a million. And that's one of the reasons why I like talking to you about this. And Nell, you've been helping women do that now. I think, what has this been now? I've forgotten. You've been on my show probably about 5 or 6 years. And when we first started talking about this, and what kind of progress have you been making?
Well, we piloted Make Mine a Million in 2005. We now have we have 25,000 women signed up on the website who have the intention of growing their business to a million. And then in a very intensive program that we have 100 women. 10 of them got to a million last year, and 32 of them look like, based on their, you know, half-year financials, that, you know, the six-month mark in July,
right,
look like they're going to get to a million by the end of this year. So we are making just enormous progress, one, actually getting women to $1 million in revenue, but also really understanding what it takes and what you need to grow your business to that level and what sort of pace and what things you need to do.
Now, ladies, of course, you're soaking all this up. But guys, everything that we're talking about, 96.75% of everything that Nell and I are talking about can apply to you too. So
pay attention.
Pay attention too. So Nell, what do you think? What does it take to get to $1 million in revenue?
What does it take? One, it takes the desire and the intention to do it. You got to decide that that's what you want to do.
Intention?
It's not
going to
happen by accident. Pardon?
Intention? You mean, doesn't that just fall off of trees?
No. You got to decide. That's what you're doing. Once you decide, you got to make sure your vision.
You have
big
to
enough.
Set that as a goal, don't you? I'm
yes,
going
you
for a million.
Yes, you do. You got to accept that. You got to set that as a goal, and have the next million in your, at least in the back of your mind, if not in the front of your mind. And you've got to get real clear about who you're going to do that with, because I don't know if this is true for the fellas, but what's true for women is that too many of us work by ourselves. And there's only a certain amount of money you can make working all by yourself.
A mentor of mine once said, when you work for yourself and you're the only person in your company, you're 100% extension of yourself. No leverage. The only leverage you have is your leverage. You have no other leverage. It's like trying to, move a rock with a ruler rather than with a 2x4.
Absolutely true. And women, I think we're so excited because I had this experience myself, that when you get out from under that boss that you had or that job that really wasn't as satisfying as you wanted or didn't let you spend enough time with your kids or take care of your family, you get into this business, you're so excited about being your own boss that you think that that's all you need to do. Mm-hmm. And you need to have, you either need to have vendors that you work with, you've got to have somebody that helps you.
Some kind of leverage. And we're going to talk about that leverage and other topics about how to seek success, how to seek excellence and get to that $1 million in annual sales. Or if you've already gotten there, maybe it's the next level, that next level of excellence that I've been talking about. Maybe it's 5 million, 20 million, whatever it is. We're going to help you with that. And that's coming up right after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Nell Merlino, the founder and president of Count Me In, and also Make Mine a Million. She's a force, ladies and gentlemen. Many people think she's a person, but she's really a force in the marketplace, and is doing a lot of great work. And Nell, I'm so proud of you. As I say, I remember when most of this was a gleam in your eye, and you kind of got basically, if I'm not mistaken, when you and I first met, you were still in your apartment. You were still living.
Yes,
you're still
struggling.
Operating,
I mean,
out of your apartment.
That is absolutely true. We now have this wonderful office in New York on Central Park South.
Wow, that's a long way from
a staff of 10, and it's really growing.
You know about this leverage thing, don't you? Which we were talking about a minute ago.
Yes, I do.
Because you were a lever of one when we spoke in mm-hmm. those days, and I know about that too, by the way. And it's good to have folks helping you, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It is. You know, having a big enough vision, having people, good people around you to help you grow the business, smart people.
Do you think women did I get the idea that you were alluding to to something a minute ago, that women are less likely to bring on employees and to use other people, to leverage other people, than men are?
I don't know if it's less or more than men. I'm unfortunately not an expert on businesses owned and run by men, but I see it in women. I see it all the time. They stand up in front of us when they're coming to these great Make Mine a $1 million business events that we do around the country. And one of the first things they say is, I'm so proud of myself. I've made $250,000, and I've done it all myself, and I've never borrowed any money. And yet they're here at a program because they're struggling to build their business because they didn't know what to do next.
And so they made two statements that were anti-leverage. One was, I don't have any employees,
right.
And the other is I don't have a banker.
Right. And hats off to anyone who gets to, $250,000 in revenue, because you clearly got a product or a service that people want to buy.
Right.
So that's a great thing. But if you want to go any further than that, you've got to reach out to other people, both in terms of customers, but also in terms of employees, vendors, sort of an informal board,
yep.
things like that.
Yeah.
And all of this is what we help women sort of figure out through our Make Money Million Dollar Business Program, which is this wonderful cross between like American Idol meets The Apprentice meets Queen for a Day. And it is so fun. We do these live events around the country. We have three coming up in the fall.
You don't do any makeovers or anything like that, do you now?
We do business makeovers.
I know, but not like makeup and stuff. You don't do that.
No.
Okay.
Queen for a Day, they used to give out very practical things like
I remember machines.
Remember Queen for a Day. It was not about makeup. It was about rewarding women for working hard.
Yeah.
That's what it was about. Remember? That's why I loved watching it. But it was rewarding women for working hard, and we really focus on women who are clear about how they're going to get their business to $1 million in revenue. We have this great application on our website. If you fill it out, whether you
give us the website.
It's makemineamillion.org.
Makemineamillion.org. Okay.
.org, and you will find out everything there is about our upcoming events in Austin, New York, and Burbank, California. And there's opportunities for you to come to the events. There are opportunities. The application, I just want to, for 2 seconds, talk about the application. It guides you in writing executive summary of a business plan. And if you've never done it, this is your opportunity to find out all the questions you need to answer if you want to grow your business. And we have women calling us regularly who say, you know, I didn't finish it, or I didn't send it in, but I wrote it up, and I am now on a path to a million because I understand the questions I had to answer.
So even if they didn't take your program, if they didn't go through your program, just the process of seeing what you offer got them kick-started a little bit.
Absolutely.
That's got to make you feel good.
About a month ago from a woman who applied, and she didn't make it. And she asked if she could speak with me on a panel. And I thought, gee, I said, Beth, what would you say if you were on the panel? I said, because, you know, I'm sorry you didn't win and whatever. She said, no. She said, my business is on its way to a million, and I owe it all to you, and I want to stand up and tell them what happened to me as a result of doing this. So I was just floored. So, of course, the next time I spoke somewhere, I did ask her to be on the panel. But there are just such great opportunities. And we so believe that women can do this. We really do believe in them.
What is it that women need to get going? Do they need someone to? Do they need to believe that somebody else believes in them?
They need a couple of things. They certainly. Let's say 243,000 women got to a million without Make Mine a Million. So there are women out there that whatever they need, they figured it out. But for those of you that are stuck, and there seem to be quite a number that are stuck, they one need to know that there are other people going through the same thing. We have this growing community online, and what they're doing is talking to each other and mentoring each other, so that's key. They do need to know that other people believe they can do it. They first of all, though, need to know that other people believe in them, because the more they know that, the more they believe in themselves. Because the key
and
to
that is something that's more important for women than it is for men, typically, isn't it?
It certainly seems to be.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. And folks, I'm just pointing out the differences. I'm not making any value judgments one way or the other. Stand by. Now we're going to take a quick break. MakeMineAMillion.org. Go there, check it out. Look at the application, folks. And as Nell said, even if you don't go all the way through with her full program, you'll learn something while you're there. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Game, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And as you know, that's the flagship. That's where you can go and find the archives of the past shows we've done, the articles. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can do a lot of cool things there. So check that out when you get a chance. And also, don't forget AskJim.biz. AskJim.biz is the knowledge base. That's where you can go and get your small business questions answered now. Now, Merlino is our guest. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's the founder and the president of Count Me In and Make Mine a Million. She's our good friend. Now, we're talking about women business owners and what it takes to get them to a million in revenue. I'm surprised. I'd not heard that 3% number before, that 3% of women have $1 million in revenue of all the business owners, which there are millions of them. Only 3% of them have a million.
10.5 million women own businesses. Yep.
Exactly. So what else do women need to be able to find success? And this 1 million goal of sales is just, it's just one milestone. What do women have to have? How are they doing with regard to getting access to capital?
It's improving slowly. It is encouraging on a lot of levels. Once when you are a little beyond the startup point, at startup is still pretty difficult. That's why as part of Make Money Million, we continue to offer help for startups. If you're in a new business and we have a goal now for you of getting to $200,000 in revenue, we make coaching and up to $10,000 in financing available for people who are just starting out. You've got to have been in business for 6 months. But we've done that because so many women applied to Make Money Million who weren't ready yet. They couldn't get to a million in 18 months, which is part of what the criteria is in the Make Money Million program. And so we've created this sort of startup part of Make Money Million, which is helping a lot of women get to the $200,000 level. So we have two goals in the program, or two sort of tracks to get you on the road to a million. But the access to financing, if you win Make Money Million, there's an awards package. You get a $50,000 line of credit. You can get up to $50,000 in credit from Open from American Express, which works really well. But we're finding that women, once they're in the program, also seem to have better access to capital from their local banks, and in some cases from national banks. So that is improving. But what needs to really improve is women's comfort and understanding of their own financials. There still seems to be some, because we ask the women in Make Money Million to send their financials in, every month, and if not every month, every quarter, and it's often a struggle for them.
Let me tell you something now. This is not a female thing.
I didn't think so.
This is a small thing. This, if of all the things, of all the differences between men and women, this isn't. This is a constant struggle for all small business owners, coming up with regular and accurate financial statements.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's helpful to know. Then
you can take that off of the women. This is not just about women. This is it's tough, and one of the reasons is because there's so many things going on, and you talked about leverage a minute ago. If I need to be selling, I'm probably going to want to go sell rather than work on my books.
Right.
And if True. I have. So one of the first things that I recommend now for anybody who's a small business owner is, if you have to outsource it, if you have to hire it, whatever it takes, get somebody in your organization who can help you with the books.
It's absolutely help you with the books, and also get comfortable with them.
Yes. Manage. Learn how to
your
manage.
Numbers tell
learn how
you
to
a
manage
story. The
yeah.
numbers tell you a story, and it's not a good story or a bad story. It's just part of the story if you grow in your business.
Absolutely. Now give us that website one more time.
It's makemineamillion.org.
What about Count Me In? You still got that one?
Count Me In. Count Me In is there. It's thriving. We ended up doing, if you get to Make Mine a Million, you can get to Count Me In. If you go to countmein.org, you can get to Make Mine a Million. So it's all part of the same family.
Now, I got to wrap it up, but I want to say one more time how proud I am of you. You're a force, and you're doing great things, and I'm glad to know that I was there when it was a twinkle in your eye.
Well, Jim, people like you helped me get it to where it is, and it's just a pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you.
Thanks, Nell. Good luck. We'll see you next time.
Okay,
I gotta go
bye.
This hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.